WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Four robberies over a 24-hour period has College Station police looking for as many as 10 suspects. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says anyone with any information is asked to call the department or Brazos County Crime Stoppers.
It's possible that anyone who has any little bit of information, if we combine it with any other offense, we might be able to piece together enough to identify who the individuals are.
Three robberies took place within an area bordered by University Drive, Earl Rudder Freeway, Harvey Road, and Texas Avenue. A fourth occurred behind Sam's Club on Associates Avenue. A Navasota man scheduled for a murder trial in Brazos County District Court next month is back in jail.
29-year-old Brandon Richardson is charged with the October 2011 shooting death of Bryce Bennett of Brenham in the parking lot of a bar south of Milliken. Richardson had been out on a $20,000 bond, which was revoked last week after prosecutors accused him of multiple violations, including being seen within 1,000 feet of family members of the victim on four occasions this year. Richardson's bond was raised to $100,000. Also from District Court, two Houston men who have been jailed since they were arrested last August for stealing $47,000 of jewelry from a College Station home are headed to prison. 28-year-old Richard Castillo Rivas was sentenced to 3 years. 27-year-old Eduardo Neva Orihuela was sentenced to 10 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sometime in September, the city of College Station will be receiving $7 million when the sale closes on the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center. The money will go to the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it will be invested on generating more hot revenue and not necessarily through the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
There could be projects that we want to do. As an example, several years ago, we spent $4 million of hot tax to put in two all-weather soccer fields. Mm-hmm. So there's needs with parks and rec that do bring in income for the city in terms of hot tax.
As one member of council, Barry is opposed to hot money going towards a new natatorium. Smart meters have been a part of electric customers of BTU for 2 years, but it will continue to be studied by the College Station City Council. Timothy Crabb with College Station Utilities says the conversion cost for electric and water meters would range from $15 to $17 million. There was no feedback to paying for smart meters through a monthly assessment, which Crabb says is done by for-profit electric providers.
Essentially, the surcharges in the investor-owned utility areas range from $2.21 a month to $3.40 per month for the next 11 years in order to pay for this system. And that's only talking about electric.
Water meters in College Station are being converted without the equipment to communicate consumption information. As for electric meters, Crabb says it would take 2 years to make the switch. And look for firefighter bicyclists departing Bryan this morning. They're honoring 19 of their own who lost their lives in Bryan, West, Houston, and Dallas. This year's Brotherhood Ride began last week in Louisiana and will end on Friday in Houston. Wednesday's leg from West to Bryan was dedicated to Lieutenants Eric Pickard and Eric Wallace, the Bryan firemen who died in last year's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Upper level low pressure systems finally move.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 11 straight years. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody. All right, now you can do the weather.
Upper level low pressure systems finally moved east of the area. We'll have sunshine today, though clouds will pop up as the day goes on. That could trigger an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs today, they're going to be pretty close to 85. For tonight, I think we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Remaining partly to mostly cloudy Saturday, chance for shower or thunderstorm, and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Coming up in sports, A&M gets one of the biggest gets in high school action in terms of recruiting for football. We'll have that. And it's an Aggie legacy and then some. NBA and NHL playoffs from last night. We'll get the stage set for baseball and a whole lot more coming up in sports. And we'll do that for you at about 6:50.
There's a cyclist in New South Wales, Australia, calling the mandatory bike helmet law that they have there sexist, because, you know, she was recently issued a $153 ticket for riding without a helmet. Sue Abbott says compulsory helmet laws are turning people, especially women, off as far as cycling is concerned.
She don't want that helmet hair?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. She said it's very sexist law because a lot of women have maintained hairstyles that would end up with, again, helmet hair.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's basically the same thing. Women have told me that one of the factors for not riding bikes is that. She's been fined a dozen times in her fight against laws and had her bike seized, in fact, and sold by police to pay her fine.
Seized?
Yeah, they take that pretty seriously.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if that's, and I don't know if you get to the level of having to pay $153 in fines, because that's, you know,
repetitive offenses.
Yeah, beyond your first offense. But nonetheless, I mean, if you're seizing the bike to pay fines, you must have a fairly expensive bike. And again, come on. Get over it.
Well, I think maybe there's an opportunity here to both bring back bouffants and wigged helmets.
Bikesters.
Yeah. Info.
Mation.
I mean, does she want her hair flowing out from the back of the helmet, or do we just need to do the Dolly Parton thing and she puts on the big old bouffant afterwards? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get her some bowling alley hair and everything.
Bowling alley hair, yes, sir.
Yeah. That'd go over real well in New South Wales, Australia.
Why does Meepo have all these sponges?
He's ready for spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning means out with the old and in with the new. Perfect time to upgrade your vehicle at Team of Navasota.
Like this 2013 F-150 Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. Plus a 2014 Fusion for $298 a month. Or a 2014 Ford Escape for $19,998.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
You know, I wonder, will that lady have a bunch of guys with mullets who will somehow feel the exact same way? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if their hair gets mushed down when they've got their helmets on, just, you know, saying. Why do those bicycle helmets have some sort of an aerodynamic design? You ever seen that? You
know? Why do they?
Yeah. I mean, does it make that much of a difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
When
it
you're
does.
Going 17 miles an hour, really?
Absolutely, it
All
does.
All right, okay.
Not to mention the fact that if you're going downhill doing more than 17 miles an hour and you got a big clunky helmet on, it's not terribly comfortable.
Ah, there you go. Okay. But it keeps throwing your head back.
Exactly.
All right. On this day 149, we got 216 of them to go. Learn about composting day. It's really just a bunch of garbage. Put a pillow on your fridge day. I'm going to go look that up because I'm not sure what that's
about. Put a pillow?
That's what it says. And today marks the end of the Middle Ages. Well, I mean, if it was 1453.
Oh.
Somehow, some way, they decided May 29th, 1453, was the end of the Middle Ages. I mean, there's May 30th hanging out there going, hey, what about me? Anyway.
Was there some event like the day the music died
I'll
where it's just, you cross this line, it is over?
It. All right. You're on.
Carmelo Anthony is 30 years old. Knicks superstar in basketball, Daniel Tosh from Tosh.9 is 39. Mel B from the Spice Girls is 39. Noel Gallagher from Oasis, 47. Liesl Wetchel is 51. She was in Facts of Life. Melissa Etheridge, 53 years old. Rupert Everett, 55 from My Best Friend's Wedding. Annette Bening, 56. LaToya Jackson, 58. Rebe Jackson, 64. John Hinckley Jr., 59 years old, and Danny Elfman, who is remarkably clever and very strange. Star of Oingo Boingo and did the music soundtracks for Beetlejuice, Batman, Sleepy Hollow, Mission Impossible. I could go on and on and on and on. And that's it.
Well, let's see. Bob Hope would have been, if he'd taken better care of himself.
Former President John F. Kennedy's birthday was today.
No kidding.
Yeah, huh. Tony Geary, you missed Tony Geary, who's, you know, Luke from Luke and Laura in General Hospital, 67.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and Al Unser, racer dude, he'd be 75 today. Not racing anymore. He's got his blinker on. all right, so it says here, May 29th is Put a Pillow in Your Fridge Day, which is celebrated, which is observed in Europe.
That's probably a little more accurately.
Europe and U.S. America supposedly brings good luck and wealth to the household. It's unclear to where the tradition originated from, that's the way they wrote it. However, it is known that before the 1930s, cloth was put in larders to bring prosperity and good luck to the household.
I had to look up larder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is a larder?
It's a cool area to store your food. They used them before at refrigerators.
Before refrigerators, there you are. The first refrigerator to see widespread use with was the General Electric Monitor Top Refrigerator, which was introduced in 1927. Since then, fridges have replaced larders worldwide. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're showing a house, you go, and here's the larder over here, and the people go, huh? Anyhow, the national tradition of putting cloth into larders didn't die when the larder did. Since then, the old tradition has gradually developed over the years. And now we celebrate by placing pillows.
For luck.
Yeah, on or inside your fridge. Yeah, okay. I'll be sure to get right back on that. Go buy a new pillow at the pillow store today so you can put it in your fridge.
The things you learn here, though, right?
Well, that's right. That's the kind of thing that you would want to know. And then, let's see, the end of the Middle Ages. Yeah, I don't know why it happens to be the May 29th, but that's what we got going on there. So there. Now you're smarter than you were when you started.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So in a stunning statement of the administration's priorities, prisoners at Gitmo are treated better than our own vets. Now, we had on the program the other day Navy Commander J.D. Gordon, and he said there are about 100 doctors, nurses, healthcare providers assigned to treat 150 Gitmo prisoners. Now, that's a ratio of about 1.5 prisoners for every one doctor. Now, meanwhile, our VA healthcare system, well, they treat 9 million vets, and we have 267,930 VA employees. So that measures up to a ratio of 35 vets for every one VA healthcare professional. In other words, yes, the terrorists at Gitmo have easier access to care than those Americans that have risked their lives defending your freedom. It's kind of hard to imagine a greater injustice.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-489-0690. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-489-0690. That's 1-800-489-0690. Call 1-800-489-0690.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home. Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup is on sale now at Polaris Fun Center during the Polaris XP sales event. Legendary Sportsman ATV start at just $51.99. Razors start under $10,000. Hardworking Rangers start as low as $89.99. Top-of-the-line Ranger XP 900s come with a free winch. Accessory packages for all machines. Bumpers, winches, and cargo boxes are up to $400 off during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where they sell fun, not tractors.
621 News Talk 1620 WTW. Well, kind of continuing with our cycling. How do cyclists die on the road? The League of American Bicyclists collected information on cycling fatalities from Feb 2011 to Feb 2013, and they've released a detailed analysis on these tragedies. One of the biggest takeaways is that motorists are often responsible for cyclist fatalities. Duh.
Yeah.
Most cycling deaths happen on high-traffic urban roads. In this study, the majority of those reports on the accidents found that the driver was at fault. Again, hello? Bueller, of the 628 fatalities that they found included in the report, only 94 were considered to be the cyclist's fault. Again, 628 of them, 94 the cyclist's fault. Greatest number of fatalities occurred because of careless driving, hit and runs, and driving under the influence. Or distracted driving, maybe. How about, well, I was texting, and I went ahead and, oh, what did I just run over?
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's well, of course, the motorcycle industry works really, really hard to make sure people pay attention to that. And when you consider that's bigger, and, of course, it moves a little faster.
And louder.
And louder than a cyclist. But it's why they have bike lanes on the roads. Probably why it's better to be neighborhood biking, too, I would think. But I know there are people who need to get out there and do miles and miles and miles and miles, but there you are. But again, are we really shocked that it would be the motorist's fault as opposed to the cyclist's fault? Because they're looking out for us a lot more than we're probably paying attention
to. It depends on the helmet.
Yeah, okay, that's, yeah. That too. Get the little rear-view mirror thing, side-view mirror thing. Yeah, do that. That'll work. All right, 623.
A big deal for Apple. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is buying Beats Electronics for $3 billion. The deal will shore up Apple's music business. By acquiring Beats, Apple gets a music streaming service, high-end headphones, and connections in the music industry. Insurance industry testers give their highest safety ratings to high-tech crash prevention systems on 8 2014 vehicles. The Chevrolet Impala is the only non-luxury car to earn the distinction for having a system that warns the driver of potential danger and applies the automatic brakes. High-end vehicles from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Buick, Cadillac, and Hyundai also receive top grades. A merger is in the works in the medical care sector. AmSurge Corporation is buying Sheridan Healthcare for $2.3 billion. The merger partners say the combined company will have relationships with doctors in 38 states. Stock market futures modestly higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible. And a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Good morning, it's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 86 or so for a high temperature next couple of days. Have a slight chance of showers today and tonight at 20%. Now, tomorrow, a little bit better, about 60% chance of rain. And the story on Friday, probably after 1 o'clock in the afternoon is when the rain will hit the way it looks right now. Calm winds, it'll become north at about 5 to 10 during the morning. And again, a 60% chance of showers on Friday. 40% on Friday night and Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're looking at a 20% chance of showers as well. And back up into the upper 80s. And Monday, looking on to early next week, sunshine and 90. That's what they're saying. So haven't hit 90 yet officially, but been dancing around it. So because I guess there's so much humidity out there, could have the pop-up shower things happen in the next few days. Right now, calm winds, 96% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 66 out there.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
You may not like conflict, but sooner or later it's going to come up. So what's the best way to deal with it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search. Because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. Conflict, for many of us, is something to be avoided.
The first thing is just to not to be afraid of it. Most of us are convinced that to deal with conflict directly isn't going to go anywhere good because most of our experience is that it doesn't. So we have to change our attitude.
Diane Hamilton, author of the book Everything is Workable, says when we enter into a conflict, we typically get very emotional, and that engages the nervous system.
Basically, if your nervous system is provoked, you have to work to sort of calm that down a little bit. Because when your nervous system is provoked, it's very hard to listen, and it's very hard to advocate for yourself very clearly. It tends to be aggressive and filled with anxiety, and we pick up the anxiety much more quickly than we pick up the words. So there's a quality of fear, there's a quality of threat, and so we have to sort of let that go.
And then Diane says it's a good idea to pose a question.
So what is it that we have in common here? What is it that we're interested in looking at? We both seem to care about this. It's easier to let the other person go first, and then you can ask and say, now, would you be willing to listen to what I have to say?
And being good at conflict resolution also means being able to let things go when you lose.
And our tendency is to get, you know, excited and worked up again, and then we have to practice just letting it go. You know, it's a practice to learn to relinquish things that really don't matter. But we get into a power of will sometimes our ego's offended. So conflict resolution doesn't necessarily mean prevailing.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Amar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to AmarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. What would you do with $7 million to put more out-of-town visitors in College Station hotels and motels? The College Station City Council will be making those decisions after closing on the sale of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, where the money will land in the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. Mayor Nancy Berry on the Infomaniacs the other day opposes hot money going towards a new natatorium.
One member of council says no on the natatorium. Yeah. I mean, if we're going to spend $30 million, I'd like to see something that's not a depreciating asset.
The mayor also says not all the money will be administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I think once we get it, we need to go ahead and really make a thorough investigation of the options of what we want to do. I don't think the city needs to be sitting on hot tax. It needs to be out and working to collect more hot tax.
The sale to a private developer is projected to close in September. As many as 10 suspects are possible in four robberies in College Station over a 24-hour period this week. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one occurred behind Sam's Club on Associates Avenue, and the others were in an area bordered by Texas, the freeway, University, and Harvey Road.
We're also asking the public, since three of the incidents occurred in apartment complexes, to report any type of suspicious activity that they may have seen or heard over the last couple of days. And if anyone has any information, we'd ask them to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. Or they can call Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Flieger says anyone who is threatened or attacked should call 911 immediately and report as much information as possible. Criminal cases in Brazos County District Court includes a plea agreement and a bond revocation.
Last August, four College Station schools were on lockdown as part of an eight-hour search for three people accused of stealing $47,000 of jewelry in a home burglary. Two of the three from Houston have entered plea agreements. 27-year-old Eduardo Nieva Orihuela was sentenced to 10 years. 28-year-old Richard Castillo Rivas was sentenced to 3 years. There are also immigration holds on the pair. They were caught after a College Station police officer stopped them for speeding in a school zone near Rock Prairie Elementary. It's been 2.5 years since a Navasota man was arrested on a murder charge from a shooting in South Brazos County. While a trial date set for June 23rd, 29-year-old Brandon Richardson was arrested last week for violating conditions of his $20,000 bond. Authorities say there was a crowd of more than 100 outside a bar south of Milliken when shots were fired, killing Bryce Bennett of Brenham. Richardson remains in jail after his bond was raised to $100,000. Prosecutors say the violations include initiating contact with members of Bennett's family, being within 1,000 feet of family members in Navasota on four occasions this year, and not paying the cost of wearing a GPS monitor, which is top $7,700. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council will continue studying the conversion of electric meters to smart meter technology. The council heard at its last meeting the estimated cost ranges from $15 to $17 million. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says water meters are being switched out, minus the equipment to communicate consumption information.
There's no moving parts. It just senses the flow through a little tunnel, and then it gives a digital read, and the sensor is up on the meter lid, and the reader just has a little wand that they tap and get the reading. So those could convert to AMI rather easily. You just have to change out the top end to a unit that transmits to the electric meter.
Electric meters serving customers of College Station Utilities remain mechanical, while BTU customers in Bryan were switched to smart meters 2 years ago. 19 firefighters who lost their lives on the job in Bryan, West, Houston, and Dallas are being honored by firefighting bicyclists. The group, associated with the annual Brotherhood Ride, spent Wednesday night in Bryan. The pack arrived from West as part of a trip that began last week in Louisiana and ends on Friday in Houston. Wednesday's leg was dedicated to Lieutenants Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who died from last year's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. The bicyclist route took the group past the property along stops in Wallace's hometown of Marlin and Pickard's hometown of Itley, south of Fort Worth. They spent Wednesday night at the Bryan Elks Lodge and will leave this morning for Montgomery. A mother's group is expanding their call to keep open carry supporters out of restaurants they visit. Stephanie Lundy with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America says they're asking Chili's and Sonic to prohibit gun demonstrations at their locations.
Texans love Sonic. It gets really hot in the summer, and we like to be able to
buzz in and grab our cherry limeades, and we'd like to be able to do that without having folks with rifles.
A statement from Chile says they're evaluating their policy and points out that TABC regulations prohibit long guns in their restaurants. Sonic has not responded to a request for a statement. The moms group was successful in getting Chipotle to prohibit guns in their stores. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Green Tag offers are in at Sioux Falls Prater, your place to save on John Deere. Get a one-family subcompact tractor, $0 down, 0% financing for 72 months, and $1,250 off when you buy two implements. Featuring an AutoConnect drive-over deck and iMatch Quick Hitch, you can switch tasks faster than ever. But hurry, this offer ends May 31st. Visit today to find the John Deere right for you and see them online at cptractor.com. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan, residency restrictions apply. See the dealer for details. Eligibility for $0 down payment is limited to highly qualified customers and scheduled monthly payments required.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning, it's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Upper level low pressure systems finally moved east of the area. We'll have sunshine today, though clouds will pop up as the day goes on. That could trigger an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs today, they're going to be pretty close to 85. For tonight, I think we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Remaining partly to mostly cloudy Saturday, chance for shower or thunderstorm, and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now, with that being said, I'll be attending the University of Texas A&M.
Little excitement in Aggieland as they pick up one of the biggest recruits, at least this season, for the 2015 signing class. We've got NBA and NHL playoffs, also high school baseball playoffs, and a whole lot more to cover for you. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
So I don't know who that kid is, but he could have said, I'll be attending the University of Texas A&M.
People would have uncoiled. It's actually Kevin Murray's son.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Got a pretty good lineage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jackie Sherrill once said, you can never have enough quarterbacks.
And we are rotten with them right now.
Well, and that's, you know, because the idea is that those guys can play other positions. They can do a lot of things. And the other thing is mentally, you know, they're thinking like a quarterback. Then that helps out matter where you are.
Most certainly.
Someone needs the shag balls for the first string.
Listen to you. Yeah. So anyhow, let's see. Oh, we'll be talking to Bill Flores in about an hour, normally on Wednesdays, but he was traveling yesterday, so we'll talk to him today, especially since got new VA stuff from the Daily Beast.
that lands squarely in Texas, as a matter of
fact. Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd already had a little bit of this, but they've uncovered more accounts of alleged VA mismanagement and patient appointment fraud here. Emails and VA memos show that executive bonus pay would have been affected, you see, if those lag times in setting up the appointments for the veterans had been revealed. Yeah. The wrongdoing went unpunished for years, even after it was repeatedly reported to local and national VA authorities. Again, even after it was repeatedly reported to local and national VA authorities. One whistleblower told the Daily Beast, "For lack of a better term, we've got an organized crime syndicate."
Wow.
Yeah. People on the top suddenly afraid that they may actually be prosecuted, so they are pressuring little guys below them to cover it all up.
You now, didn't see nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, the facility that they're talking about is a temple. And I guarantee you that we've got listeners who go over there.
Oh, absolutely.
So, anyhow, while it's not in Congressman Flores' district, it's right next to it. And so we'll get his comments on that. The maps of the voter turnout rates for Tuesday's runoffs in the lieutenant governor's race and United States Senate, kind of like we opened the doors and nobody came, you know what I mean? 3.5% of the registered voters statewide, according to the Secretary of State, actually went out there and voted.
Goodness.
We did a little bit better in Brazos County. My recollection is that we were at about almost 5%, but 5%?
I think we're at 6% of 6% registered voters.
Okay, yeah. All right, so 6%. So there. Okay, wonderful.
Just we have a higher sales tax.
Yeah, okay. Overall, the combined statewide totals ended up being 951,000 people. Gee whiz. And, you know, I don't know what you're going to do. I would have to think that the Republican leadership sure wants to do something about that because, as we have discussed, that Tea Party thing in Texas is a different kind of critter than it is in other places.
Most certainly.
And they do know how to get their vote out, thus the probably 65 to 35 on the lieutenant governor's race. That's just kind of part of it. So we'll see what happens. Lots of business being done in Austin now anyway. They were doing this even before the election. Since they've only got a few days to actually be in session, they have to do a lot of that committee work ahead of time, and obviously that does go on. So they just know that it'll be a little different. I would think also this year there'll probably be an actual vote for Speaker of the House. There wasn't before, and probably something pretty strange is going to happen, and that is that Joe Strauss, I expect, will get reelected as Speaker of the House, and he'll probably get all the Democrats in the House to vote for him. All the Democrats will be voting for him. And then he doesn't need as many Republicans, but they're doing that, obviously, to show that they support him so that maybe they can get some legislation out there on the floor.
Oh, sure.
See if that works. Passing a budget's going to be a problem. But I guess overall, you know, if you think, and we'll talk to our state reps before all that happens, of course. The one good thing that Texas has going for it is we got money. I mean, you know, there are a lot of states who don't have any money, and we've got it.
See,
and
Michigan.
Yeah, Illinois. You know, that's you don't have to go much farther than those two. But we've got money. Now, probably need to bust the cap on the budget, which is going to make some people unhappy. But if, in fact, 1,400 people a day are moving to Texas, and that's the number that they're certainly bandying about, all the stats that we see about fastest-growing cities, Texas has more of them than any other state, and we have, you know, four cities in the top 11, we do need to spend some money. We've got infrastructure that has to be taken care of. It just has to be taken care
and
of.
And water.
Yeah, water.
Because those people are going to be thirsty.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we've talked about that before. That was really a battle before this number of people started ramping up. I mean, that's really been something to look at from 10 years ago. Oh, and then there's that Medicaid thing, because we got more people on Medicaid than any state in America. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff that has to be taken care of. But the one good thing is that there is money out there. Anyhow, the president spoke yesterday to the commencement of the United States Military Academy. And I don't know. You know, we played McRaven's speech to the UT last Monday. And somehow that's the kind of speech that any graduate would want to hear because, you know, you want your commencement speaker, even though you may not remember who it was, to inspire you, to make you be ready to get out into the workplace and do your job. And if it's the United States Military Academy, we kind of got a deal here we need you to take care of.
Sure.
You know? We'd kind of like for you to do that. He says, in these circumstances, military commanders have authority in extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible to duly constitute local authorities who are unable to control their situation. We must quell large-scale, unexpected civil disturbances.
That makes me nervous.
It really does.
That
yeah.
makes
Wait,
me so
wait
nervous.
Wait, well, yeah. what
it's worth
country?
Repeating.
Yeah, what country are we talking about? Yes, in other words, in these circumstances, those federal military commanders have the authority in extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible and duly constituted local authorities are unable to control the situation to engage temporarily in activities that are necessary to quell large-scale, unexpected civil disturbances.
This is like tinfoil hat stuff, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Golly.
Again,
makes me want to go riot on a very small level.
Yeah, okay.
Very quietly.
Very quietly, yeah. Those are documents that came out yesterday. You like that idea? Yep. Oh, federal military forces shall not be used to quell civil disturbances unless specifically authorized by the president in accordance with the applicable law. Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
what did I just read a minute ago?
Well, now I feel better.
Yeah, sure you do. Military support can be used to prevent significant loss of life or wanton destruction of property and are necessary to restore governmental function and public disorder, or when the federal, state, and local authorities are unable or decline to provide the adequate protection for federal property or federal governmental agencies. So, in other words, the sheriff in Aukinaw County, what do you call it, decides they can go ahead and take care of that federal building and tear it down if the people are angry. But the feds can come in and protect it, even if the local authorities are not inclined to protect government property. Why would the local authorities not be inclined to protect government property? That's another question.
Golly.
These sorts of things, you know, these particular ones aren't necessarily under my tinfoil hat, but it makes it a lot harder to make fun of the other people who,
exactly. who are wearing the tinfoil hat.
Like, you're got a point.
Man. Well, I mean, it opens the door to be all sorts of things.
Because well,
sure. The next thing it could be is, oh, well, we decided you rioted too much because you won the NBA championship, and so we're going to shut
Oh, there's a
down.
Whole lot of nebulous oh, yeah. in this that just yeah. creeps me out.
Now, anyway, those are documents that the Washington Times released yesterday. You can probably go to their website and see all those. So welcome to the land of the free.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Your patio is a natural transition from indoors to outdoors. It's neither fully a landscape nor is it fully a living area. But one thing is for sure, it's definitely prime property. It's space that needs to be planted. Patio plants are important parts of the garden. I'll be back with details after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants and our shrubs have really taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing that damage. With just 3 steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. That way you can improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. That's Scott's Miracle-Gro, 2 fine names I hope you'll remember. You'll find all the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Miracle-Gro, 2 fine names you need to remember. Patio plants are important in the garden. Every patio, for example, needs shade. If yours has no protection, consider a tree. Unlike permanent structures, shade trees change through the seasons. They shade in the summer, but their leaves can drop in the fall. That allows the warming sun to reach the patio surface in the winter. Best large trees for Texas include cedar elm, red oak, bur oak, chinquapin oak, live oak, Chinese pistachio, and southern magnolia. If you're looking for shade in a smaller package, lean to crepe myrtles, large tree form hollies, wax myrtles, golden rain trees, and red buds. Ground covers perform special functions when they're used adjacent to patios. They're natural transitions from taller plants to turf grass, and they're visual transitions from indoors into the landscape. The best sun ground covers include Asian jasmine, trailing junipers, purple winter creeper euonymus, and in smaller spaces, the various sedums. Use dwarf mondo grass or monkey grass, ajuga, or English ivy in shady spots, and I use a lot of purple winter creeper and Asian jasmine in my shade. Vines are also suited to patios since they can climb freely over the patio cover. Unless your patio top is sound enough to support the heavyweights like wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, and grapes, you're probably better off with more refined growers like coral honeysuckle, Carolina jessamine, and climbing antique roses. If you're looking for plants that can provide color on your patio, choose from moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, firebush, wax begonias, copper plants, dwarf zinnias and marigolds, coleus nympatiens, and caladiums. Oh, there's so many great plants. Angelonia is another one that's really come of age in recent years. Each of these will be showy for many months in partial sun, and each can be grown in the ground or in decorative pots. Don't overlook hanging gardens as well. Basically, any plant that at least attempts to cascade will fit in a basket. You can find little 4-inch hanging pots, giant 4-foot wire baskets, and everything in between. Whatever size you choose, be sure your patio can support it. Use stout anchors, and remember to weigh the plant right after you water it, not when it's dry, as you determine the amount of support that you will need. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtles through history in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Now, when you're a high school student and you're one of the top recruits in the country, you hold a press conference nowadays to announce where you're going to play college football.
I want to thank all the universities, coaches, all the coaches, you know, just showing interest in me throughout this recruiting process. Now, with that being said, I'll be attending the University of Texas A&M.
Kyler Murray, the nation's top-ranked dual-threat quarterback in the class of 2015, that's according to several recruiting sites anyway, has committed to Texas A&M. Murray announced his decision in Allen, where he's led the Eagles to back-to-back 5A state championships. Here's ESPN's Craig Hubert on the Aggie legacy.
Like Johnny Football, he was able to make plays with his feet, keep people guessing. Kyler Murray can give you that dynamic as well. So whether you want him to make plays with his arm, certainly capable of doing that. Huge, huge pickup for A&M.
Murray is the son of Aggie great Kevin Murray, who, as he left the program, was the winningest quarterback in A&M history. On out of the high school action, where there's a one-game playoff for the number one-rated College Station Cougars there at the University of Houston. They'll take on Silsby, first pitch tonight at 7:30 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Best of three series starts for Brenham. They're taking on George Ranch today in Sugar Land, first pitch there at 7 o'clock. In the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers are still alive in the Eastern Conference Finals following the 93-90 win over Miami.
Hibbert got it back. He's looking for help. He can't find a receiver. George Ford, free!
George scored 31 of his 37 in the second half, including 21 points of the 29 the Pacers had in the fourth quarter. Here's George postgame.
You know, I just felt it. You know, I felt the rhythm. I had to be aggressive. You know, I had to look to score, look to shoot the ball. I tried to come out and be aggressive to start this game off. I was missing some looks. I got hot, and I kept my foot on the pedal.
LeBron James, however, was not hot. He had a miserable game, going 2-for-10 in 24 minutes and getting into foul trouble. We'll keep it in the NBA for just a moment. With San Antonio and the Spurs, Tiago Splitter was fined $5,000 by the NBA for violating anti-flopping rules during Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Splitter was fined for a play in the second quarter of the Spurs' 105-92 loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The series tied now at 2 games apiece. They'll square off in San Antonio tonight, and they'll tip things off there at 8 o'clock. In the NHL playoffs, the Chicago Blackhawks have forced a sixth game in the Western Conference Finals by beating the Kings 5-4 in double OT.
Tassad over the King line. Moves to the top of the right circle, centered across. Hanzus back, and he scores!
From the ice to the courtroom, Aaron Hernandez was back in court yesterday on yet even more murder charges.
The jurors for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on their oath present that Aaron Hernandez on July 16, 2012 did assault and beat Daniel D. Abreu with intent to murder him, and by such assault and beating did kill and murder Daniel D. Abreu. How do you plead this indictment? Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
He pleaded not guilty to seven charges in the 2012 shooting and killing two men and wounding another. Those charges include two counts of first-degree murder and come as the former Patriot tight end already is preparing for yet another murder trial. In the upcoming U.S. Open at Pinehurst, Tiger Woods will not be there. He is withdrawn from the second major of the year as he recovers from back surgery that has kept him out of golf for nearly 3 months. It will be the second U.S. Open and sixth major that he has missed because of injury over the last 6 years. Luis Sardinas broke open the pitcher's duel with one run, and that's all the Rangers would need for the victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. Here's Rangers manager Ron Washington.
It was a pitching duel going on out there, and we were able to break through, and we did it in our style, you know, front base hit, stole the base hit, and the bullpen came in and did the rest.
On out of the Strohs, where the Houston bats stayed hot against KC.
2-2. Carter rips it deep to left field, and Alex Gordon will just watch that one go. A three-run home run for Chris Carter, his second home run of the game, and it is 9-2 Astros.
Chris Carter's two dingers were more than enough for the Houston Astros as they ran past the Royals 9-3 for their fifth straight win. The Astros won three times in Kansas City for the first sweep of the season. Houston's win streak is the longest since a six-game string that ended last June. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Get the absolute best pricing of the year for all Polaris pool cleaners, all makes and models, May 29th through June 1st, during Polaris Days at the Pool Store. Plus, get free standard installation from the Pool Guy on all Polaris pool cleaners bought during Polaris Days, and free in-store labor on your Polaris pool cleaner every other day of the year, plus tons of other in-store specials on chemicals and swimming pool toys. Polaris Days, May 29th through June 1st at the Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryan or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-day service has overtime coverage for you and your family. Without the overtime charges, you come home from work, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day, 690-2278. Well, it's going to be about 86 or so today. Slight chance of some showers. And then winds will be out of the north, so it should feel all right out there. 68 for a low tonight. Now, tomorrow, 60% chance of showers, mainly after 1 o'clock is what they're telling. It's 40% on Friday night and Saturday as we'll continue to be in the 80s. Up to 90 on Monday as we look ahead. It's 67 right now. WTAW, College Station.